Listening to Inside the Huddle with Coach Zwan. I'm Austin Williams.
And I'm Coach Bill Zwan.
And yeah, our last game, the homecoming game, won.
Yeah, we won.
Was it what, first time since 2016, I think, we had an overtime game?
Oh, really? That's how long it's been?
I think that's so.
We were trying to remember which year it was, but yeah, it's been a while since we've had an overtime game. Very exciting for the crowd, not for the coaches, but for the crowd, it's exciting. We got a huge crowd. That was great. I mean, homecoming crowd with the Parents' Day also involved in it. I mean, that was a lot of fun. Even our younger kids who hadn't really seen that type of crowd for us were really excited and impressed and everything. Still making way too many mistakes, keeping teams alive when we shouldn't be doing that. So it's been extremely frustrating season so far. But we got six games left, and we're very much alive. Kutztown right now looks like the team that we have to beat. Millersville got beat by Lock Haven, so that makes Lock Haven a different character as far as we're concerned. But not right now. We got to beat Shippensburg, and we've got to start playing better. We are still playing that up and down game. We do some good things, then we do some bad things, then we do some good things, and then we hurt ourselves with some bad penalties or turnovers or whatever it might be. And in order for us to have a good season, we've got to stop that. So that's what we're going to keep working on. I mean, I think there's talent. I definitely think there's talent. I'm a little disappointed in the way some of those guys have played so far. We're going to make some changes because we have to. And we're going to really try to get to the bottom of the whole thing and see if we can solve the issues. And if we can solve the issues, I think we're going to have a really good team and a good season. If we can't, we're going to be muddled in up and down weeks and games that are going to go down to the wire. And it's going to be a long season for an old football coach.
I know. I remember one of the big things was the first fumble. The tackle on that was super loud. You heard everyone in the stadium.
Yeah.
Was like, ooh. Yeah. It was a little exciting to see after talking about wanting the team to be more physical.
Yeah, that was definitely a big hit. Obi made that hit coming off the sidelines. And that was a big play for us because we really needed that at that point in time. The punt return was huge. Deshaun Seals did a tremendous job on that punt return, and we definitely needed that. We just need to, I don't know, I keep saying the same thing. So just say, solve the problems. Don't bitch about them. And that's the deal. We got to solve the problems.
And then, you know, it is, I think, at least the first game of the season that went to overtime. What kind of thought process do you go through when you start realizing, all right, we're continuing past the regular time? Like, what goes on in your head?
Yeah, so the natural thing, most people know this, is you have a coin flip at the end of regulation. If you win the coin flip, you take defense because you want to see what the other team does so then you can match it at least when you get the ball. So in other words, we lost the toss. They went on defense. So offensively, we end up kicking a field goal. So they knew they only needed to kick a field goal to keep playing. A touchdown wins the game for them. And our defense really came up big, obviously. But that's kind of the way it goes. After the first overtime, in the second overtime, you have to go for a two-point conversion. And then in the third overtime, you start with just simply two-point conversions that are going against each other. So once you kind of get to that point, everything's up in the air, you know. So luckily, we were able to handle it in the first overtime. And, Sean Henry came out and made a big field goal for us, which is what we needed him to do earlier. But he did come through for us in the overtime, and that's big for us. So.
Was there any other like big moments that you kind of were like maybe didn't could have done that play differently or call?
Well, I mean, we were on the 2 yard line and we move again when we're going in for the winning touchdown. And of course, there was time. There's time concerns at that point. So now, when you move it back five, you really have to know whether or not you just want to set up the field goal at that point. Can we really run the ball in at this point? Should we throw one into the end zone? We ended up deciding to throw one into the end zone. And I think Coop basically didn't throw it, but Grant just ran the sprint out, got us a couple more yards, but put us on a hash. Now, Sean can kick from either hash, so it's not really a question of whether to go on the hash or not, but he obviously missed it, and possibly because we were on a hash rather than being in the middle of the field. Actually, what did happen, the official called timeout with 9 seconds left after Coop got tackled. So we originally thought that Bloomsburg had called timeout. So we still had the one timeout left. So we were going to just have Coop move to the middle of the field, take a knee, call timeout, and kick from the middle of the field. Well, as it turned out, Bloomsburg did not call timeout. The referee said that he mistakenly thought they had called timeout. So he let the clock run. Then we had to take the timeout, but it didn't give us the opportunity to move the ball to the middle of the field because of that. So best laid plans kind of fell apart right then. So we just had to kick the field goal from the hash. And Sean will tell you over and over again, that's no problem for him. He just didn't make it. And that, sent us into overtime. I mean, the overtime, the big couple of plays in the overtime defensively for us, we actually make a big tackle for a loss to start it out. They get a 5-yard penalty. We make another tackle hit that I don't know how they didn't call it incomplete, but I guess I let the ball roll out of bounds. They kept it. And then the big blitz sack for us by Connor Noble at the end of the game, which is huge. Everybody was pretty excited about that. And we needed our defense to step up at that point, and they did. There are some other plays. I mean, really, Coop, who struggled, was on and off all day, in the last drive makes two great plays with his legs, which is why he's out there, because he can do that. And that ends up giving us great field position. We don't win the game, but he put us in position to win the game. So again, you go back through it and you say there's positives, but not enough consistent positive play. And that's really what we got to get to.
All right. Well, I think next up we have some questions for me getting emailed in from the audience.
All right.
So the first question for you is from Lisa and Fraser. What does a big overtime win like Saturday do for the team as a whole moving forward?
Yeah, so it's a real positive. I think our kids were pretty excited about winning the game. They know they didn't play well, but they're also happy they won. I think the biggest thing I'm kind of hanging my hat on a little bit is that the defense came through when we needed them to in overtime, and I'm hoping that's a catalyst for the defense to start really playing some good football. They've struggled some this year, and we're all looking for that moment where we turn it around. And if you look at that particular overtime series, that might be the moment. So I think if there's anything I'm hoping for is that might be what turns us around on the defensive side.
The next question is from Keith in Broomall. The defense stepped up and made some big stops on plays at the end of the first half and in overtime to help earn the win. Do you think a performance like that sparks something for the unit?
That's what we're hoping. You're thinking the right way, Keith. I really am hoping that. I mean, as soon as we made those stops, I said to myself, okay, this might be it. This might be the moment we're going to look back on and say, hey, we turned it around after we made those big stops. So I'm hoping, Keith, that that's what happens.
Next question is from Eddie in Cherry Hill. We saw Ethan Kohler come in during the first half and put together a nice drive. What did you think of his performance? Could we see more multi-QB usage like we did at times last year as the season continues?
Yes and yes and good and yes. He played well. He did a good job. We know Ethan can play. The games have been sort of not, I don't know how to say this exactly. They haven't really allowed us to just go ahead and play Ethan a lot. But we've decided we got to start playing him. He's a good player. And Coop does at times need a breather. I think it just helps him a little bit to stand on the sidelines and look at things. And Ethan can step in and play well. And Ethan will find some things that Coop and him are talking about on the sidelines So then when Coop goes back in, he sees what Ethan, you know, completed and how Ethan approached it, and that helps his approach. So you're going to see Ethan Moore for sure. And he played really well. So it probably, you know, could we have used him earlier? Maybe. But you're definitely going to see him from here on out.
Then the last question kind of tees into a later segment as well is from Kevin in Warriorsburg. The big game at Shippensburg this week, with both teams coming in at 1-1. What do you think is going to be the key to coming home with a win on Saturday?
Okay, the same things I pretty much say every week. No, cut down on the penalties, cut down on the turnovers, play consistent, and be more physical. So there's my four, you know, mantras week to week to week right now. And hopefully, you know, we're going to tie in and make that happen. Again, we saw some of that, and in particular late in the game. So hopefully that'll be the steps we take going forward.
All right. And I think we'll have some player segments coming in now. We have two players this week, right?
Yep, two players, Jaden Williams, our running back, and Charlie Minninger, our defensive end. All right, so we're here with Charlie Minninger, who was our defensive player of the game this past week against Bloomsburg. So, Charlie, let's start out like we do every week with all our guests. Talk a little bit about your family, where you're from, and how you got to Westchester.
So I'm from Archbishop Wood High School. I'm from Ellen Wilgrove, PA. And my dad is a construction worker. He's a drywall guy. And my sister's a sophomore at Penn State Abington. She's doing the 2-2. So okay. She'll be at main campus next 2 years.
Does she play sports?
No, she doesn't play sports.
She plays sports, okay.
Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah, my mom, she works at Dave's Appliance in Hatboro-Horsham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they come to the games?
Yeah, both my parents are at the game on Saturday. My dad usually goes to the games for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about, like, your sports background? Does it come from your family at all?
Yeah, so my dad was actually a hockey player.
Okay.
He was drafted by the Predators.
Was it real?
Farm team, like the Phantoms League.
That's pretty
interesting. Yeah, he ended up never going. His dad passed when he was younger.
Yeah.
So, and then he was like, I wasn't good enough to stay regardless. So he didn't bother going. But it was like late round.
Still.
Taking all that. Yeah.
He ended up drafted by the NHL. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your major?
So I'm a criminal justice major.
Okay. Are you have any thoughts about where you're headed with that?
I want to do law enforcement. Right. If I can get in state police.
State police is what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania State Police?
Or Jersey. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So of the classes you've taken so far, what's been the kind of the one class that you really liked or enjoyed or put your hands on?
I like victimology a lot.
Okay.
Mostly because Dr. Martin, she's my favorite professor. Her son plays football here too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Yeah,
so,
she's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so now from a football perspective, what would you say is your best characteristic? And then what is the thing you think you need to keep working on?
So my best characteristic is probably the way I view the game. Like I understand about you're not always going to make the play. It's like you have to do what you're supposed to do, fill the gap and everything with that and understand that.
It's a team game.
It's a team game, yeah.
Everybody's got to do their
part. Yeah, not everyone's going to be the star and all that. Yeah. And then I just got to work on technique stuff, like hand work and all that.
How do you feel like you're playing so far this year?
I'm playing all right. I could have to do better.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're having a pretty good year so far. How big are you?
6'2". In line, say I'm 6'3", but like 245 around.
Are you around 245?
Yeah, around 245.
Okay. What's the happiest you've ever been?
My junior year of high school is up to like 255.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's hard for you to carry that kind
of
weight. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, how about from a football preparation standpoint? Like during the week, what do you do to kind of prepare for the team we're playing? And then what do you do on game day itself?
So during the week, I mostly prepare Monday through Thursday for like film and all that.
Yep.
And then Friday is more of like just the walkthrough. I run Friday nights before the games.
You do.
And then Saturdays, I really try not to think of the game as much so I don't get myself worked up.
Yeah.
Because I do better when I don't think more.
You're
think
not less too, about, yeah. too over the top.
Yeah.
So do you just kind of relax, listen to music, or what do you do?
Yeah, I just relax, listen to music, just talk to people around me.
Do you eat anything in particular on game day or anything like that? Any traditions for you?
I eat pickles for the games.
You do?
Yeah. I started that in high school, so.
There you go. All right. So now, who would you say is your role model as a football player? So who's the guy at the NFL or college level that you look at and try to model your game after? And then who else is, who's your role model in life?
I really like Max Crosby on the Raiders. He's my favorite.
He had a couple sacks last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's just relentless. Yeah. He doesn't stop. He gets a lot of effort sacks. And role model is probably my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the character trait you would say you have from your dad?
I guess like mental toughness. Okay. Just like it is what it is type mentality.
Just gotta
work
through it.
Yeah.
And whatever life brings you, you gotta. It's not always going to be oranges or orange juice or roses or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite music.
I only listen to country music.
That's all you listen to. Right? So who's your favorite country band?
I like Cody Johnson.
Okay.
For the most part, he's my favorite.
All right. How about favorite movie?
I like the Ride Along series with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right. How about TV show?
I haven't watched TV in a while, but if I had to pick one, probably Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you used to watch that when it was on?
I watched that like 2 summers ago. Yeah. I like binge watched the whole thing.
You binged it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about your teams? What's your NFL team? And then...
I'm a Philly sports fan. Eagles,
Eagles, Sixers,
Phillies, Flyers. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like the Flyers since your dad played hockey?
I don't watch. He watches it. I don't care enough to watch it. Okay. So I really only watch the Phillies and the Eagles.
The Phillies and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of Phillies and Eagles coming up over the next couple of weeks. So that should be a lot of fun. All right. Let's say, tell us something about you that people don't know.
Because I work in construction all summer.
Okay.
That's like kind of all I do all summer.
So what do you do when you're working construction?
I hang drywall. I hang drywall and spackle too.
That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's hot during the summer is my guess.
Yeah, it is hot. You got to wear pants too. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So that does that help you like football wise?
No, I still got to work out after the day. Yeah.
But do you lose weight while you're doing that? Do you have to?
It's definitely hard to eat. It's hard to.
Hard to gain.
I have to take a few breaks throughout the day and eat while I'm doing it.
Yeah, to make sure you're
a little bit more than the other guys I'm working with. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now what's so we're coming up towards. Well, let's do this. What's your favorite football memory, either high school or college?
Probably winning the state semis my senior year. Against a team that we really shouldn't have beat. They're a lot better than us,
okay.
If I'm being honest, which we ended up going to win states that year.
Who'd you beat?
So in the semis? Gateway.
Gateway.
Yeah, they had like a 5-star safety, went to LSU, was playing running back too.
And then who'd you beat in the championship game?
Cheltenham.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an interesting matchup.
We were like 15 minutes away from home. We drove to Harrisburg to play.
That's pretty cool though. All right, how about... we're coming up towards Halloween, so it's the month of October, so we always ask our Halloween questions during the month of October. So what's your normal Halloween routine? Do you go out trick-or-treating?
Maybe my cousin, I might. Not last year.
How about, what has been your favorite costume in the past?
In the past? I was a Power Ranger for like 5 years in a row when I was younger. So I'm not a big costume guy. So
Do you have a plan for this year?
Not yet. No, that's going to be like a 2 days before decision.
Yeah. You'll just make it up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then what's the relationship status?
I'm single.
You're single.
Yeah.
Okay. And you seem to be happily single.
Yeah.
And smile on your face about
that. Yeah. No, that's just a funny question.
All right. All right, pal. We got a big game this week.
Yep.
We got to get going.
Yeah,
you know, we're still in the whole thing. We still got a shot. So this will be a big one. We got to go out there and get shipped.
Yep.
Ready for it?
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks,
Okay, Eric. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, job. All right, we're here with Jaden Williams, who is our offensive player of the game from the Bloomsburg game. At what, you have 80-something yards on the ground?
83, I think.
How many carries?
15.
All right, so let's start out with what happened on the very first play of the game for you.
So I landed on my left hand, dislocated my pinky and my ring finger, and then popped them back in place and kept playing.
So did you pop it back in place, or did the trainers pop them back in place? Who
did
that?
The trainers did.
The trainers did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wrapped you up. Mm-hmm. Now, the first time they wrapped you up, it did not look good to me on the sidelines.
They had them bent forward so it wouldn't pop out again.
Yeah, but you really couldn't really carry the football in that particular look. So they had to redo it.
They straightened them out and just taped them together.
So I'm making everybody who's listening right now get that feeling of that dislocated finger being popped back in and then retaped and then jumping back out there. Now I saw like on the very first run, you landed on it again.
Yeah. So yeah, it popped back out a couple of times.
And it did.
Then I just had to pop it back in myself.
So you just popped it back in yourself.
Yeah.
But you made it through the game, mm-hmm. and it was a key game for us, and you did a great job for us. So that's pretty cool. All right, where are you from? Family? Start off all that.
So I'm from Bethlehem, PA. Grew up with my dad, my mom, and my older brother. And then later on, we had my little brother and sister.
So how old are your little brother and sister?
They're 9 and 7.
9 and 7. Your older brother is?
He's 24.
24. And did your older brother play sports?
He did when he was younger, but he's not a big sports guy.
Okay. And your dad play sports?
Yes, he played football.
He did. In high school, college, what did he do?
In high school and a little in college.
And a little in college. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your mom, athlete?
No.
Okay. But she's at the games.
Yeah.
Yep, she brings her little guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody what happened a year ago, if you feel comfortable doing that.
So my dad passed away.
And how old was your dad?
He was 40.
40. Mm-hmm. So that's very young.
Yeah.
Very young. And it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, of course, what was your first thoughts?
My first thoughts were like my little brother and sister.
Exactly. Your first thoughts were about them, not necessarily about yourself.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
that's who you are. The minute I saw you after all this was going on, I knew you were most concerned about them, which just says something about you. How is everything going?
So it's going well. I have a really supportive family, so they help out when they can.
Like aunts and uncles and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And they're still helping us.
And you try to get home whenever you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know you got those little guys are looking at you.
I love to see their smile when I come to their games.
And they look at you a certain way.
They're both playing football right now.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
My little sister plays flag football.
That's great.
Yeah. She reminds me of myself.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really great. That's fantastic. All right, so what's your major?
Accounting.
Okay, and what's the plan?
I want to get my CPA in accounting, but I don't know after that.
Okay.
Maybe forensics, get into that.
Okay, so you're definitely going to be in some type of accounting, though, when you when you leave here. How do you do in school?
I do pretty well.
Okay. Did you get your CPA? Do you have to have a certain GPA? You have to take a certain amount of credits? How does that work?
I need 150 credits, so I'll stay and get my master's in accounting.
There you go. So 120 to graduate, so that's an extra full year of credits, basically. Mm-hmm. And you can do that through your master's?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's good. That can get you an extra year, too.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So now, favorite course. Now, don't say accounting. Like, the favorite course within the accounting realm.
I would probably say fraud examination.
Really? Okay.
We had somebody that does forensic accounting in the IRS talk to us. That seemed real interesting.
So is that kind of what you're leaning towards now because you had that course and it kind of piqued your interest?
Yeah.
It sounds like something, because accounting itself is not really like the most exciting of jobs, but forensic accounting might be reasonably exciting. Okay. So now how about from a football standpoint, what do you think your best attribute is and what do you think you need to improve on?
So I would say my best attribute is like just being tough all around. Like I could take some hits and I also keep my mouth shut. So I listen, do what I'm told. And like, if I'm doing something wrong, I'll listen to you and correct it.
You're easily coachable.
Yeah.
Yep. And you want to be coached. That's the other thing about you. There's some guys who will listen, but they really don't want to be coached. But you like being coached because you want to make yourself better. So what would you say is the one thing you want to really get better at?
Just making moves and breaking tackles in the open field.
Just that little shake.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you just run through people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now from preparation time. So I know you meet with Coach Osunde on a regular basis. What are you guys talking about in your meetings and how do you kind of approach the other team?
So we look at how they line up on defense. We read their blitzes, like see trends in their defense, like what they're doing, which really helped this week.
Yeah.
And just, and I also look at like how the people are tackling, if they're coming up high or coming low.
Yeah, so if you know if you're running against this corner over here, mm-hmm. it's likely he's going to try to do this to you, where the linebacker to this side may be trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now how about day of game? Is there a particular thing you do to approach the game?
I'm not very superstitious, so nothing's like the same, but mm-hmm. I'll just usually eat and try to stretch.
Do you like talk to your brother and sister before the game or anything like that, the night before or the day of the game or anything?
I talk to them, not really. No. Just,
yeah. You know, okay.
Not on a regular basis.
Now, how about favorite music?
Probably rap music. Like, my favorite artist is Jay-Z. So right now, Future.
Okay. Now, I forgot to ask you this. Who's your role model in life?
In life?
Outside of
sports? I'd say my mom.
Your mom. She's holding
everything
together.
She can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. My dad died when I was 19. Mm-hmm. He was 45. And I have 10 brothers and sisters, and I'm one of the older ones.
Yeah.
And my mom held it all together, you know, so she definitely was my role model throughout my life. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I'd probably say Shutter Island. That's a good one.
Shutter Island, okay. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, how about TV show?
I don't really watch TV, but I'd say Lost. That's like
Lost.
The only series that I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. How about favorite team?
The Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah.
What? I think that might be the first person I've heard say the Arizona Cardinals is their favorite team. How is that?
I'm not sure, but I think it's when I was young, I got like a Topps training card set and Larry Fitzgerald was on the cover.
Okay.
So I just
hit you.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. All right. How about basketball, baseball? Are you?
I like the Lakers.
Okay.
And for baseball, the Phillies.
You do like the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big week coming up this week for the Phillies. So I think everybody's going to be involved in that. All right. Tell us something that people don't know about you that would surprise them.
I actually customize shoes and cleats.
Say it again.
I customize shoes and cleats.
Mm-hmm. So your own shoes you're wearing,
yeah.
You made yourself. How do you do that?
With an airbrush, or I paint them usually.
Okay. So you're basically whatever, painting and initializing mm-hmm. shoes and stuff.
I did a couple kids on the team.
You did?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's neat. All right. How about, since, again, favorite football memory?
Probably winning districts my senior year.
Okay. Who'd you beat?
We beat Northwestern Lehigh.
All right. Now won the district.
Mm-hmm.
Got you in the playoffs?
Well, that was COVID year, so our district opted out of playoffs.
Okay. So that was as far as you could go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you won it.
Yep.
So that's the key. There you go. All right. Halloween month. So give me some Halloween costumes of the past that you like, and then what the future Halloween costume is going to be.
So I've been a skeleton like all the time. just kept it simple.
It's pretty simple.
coming up, I'm not sure what I'm going to be.
You're not going to be a skeleton, that's for sure.
No.
But you haven't even thought about it yet?
Not yet.
But you will do something?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. All right, relationship status?
Single.
Yeah. And again, with a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're happily single?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we got a big game this week, Shippensburg.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm hoping they let me play.
What do you tell everybody what you got to do right now?
So I just got my x-rays. So after this, I'm going to go see what they say about it.
Okay.
And then
did the people who took the x-rays say anything when they were
they
taking
said
them?
They look good.
They said they look good.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't like feigning or anything like that. Okay. So that's good news. So then the doctor's going to look at them today.
Yep.
All right. And then we'll hopefully get cleared to practice in the next day or two.
Yes.
All right. And I think we got to have a good outing this week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Time for one.
It's time.
It's time. Yes, it is. Okay. All right, pal. Good job.
Thanks.
All right, Jay.
I mean, we can probably keep it a little brief considering a lot of questions kind of tied into the future, but like Shippensburg, what are your thoughts ahead of time right now?
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit like us. So, I mean, it's, I think it's kind of one of those things where if you can go in there and get on top of them, that might, you know, play to their psyche a little bit. We haven't really got on top of anybody all season. So we need to go out there and put a stop to somebody and score some points and get in front. I think that's really what our goal is going into this week, is try to play from in front, get in front, stay in front, and see if we can handle that. We haven't done that this year. So that's one of my hopes, is we're going to be able to get out there and do that. We've got to, again, you know, all the things that we talked about, the turnovers and the penalties and all that kind of thing. But I think we will get, we're going to get going at some point in time. Okay. So why not this week? You know, if it's going to happen, let's make it happen this week. So I'm hoping that that's what it will end up doing. I really think, though, I think it's going to be important for us to try to get in front and stay in front.
Is there any like big players there? Is there anything ahead of time you're trying to prepare for?
For them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they've switched their quarterbacks around a couple of times. Right now they're playing a freshman kid who played pretty tough last week against Shepherd. You know, he just looks like a good game manager. He does some good things. He'll run with the football every once in a while. So I'm assuming they're going to go back to him again this week. They've had injuries at the quarterback position, so they've kind of made some changes. But I think they started the freshman. I think they're probably going to look at that as a possible future type thing. So we're likely going to see them. You know, Ship will always have good running backs. And they're always very aggressive on defense. So they are downhill players. They come after you. They get sacks. You know, they're always, you know, in the league leaders in sacks and that kind of thing, because they blitz and they come after you. So we have to kind of manage that, be cool and calm and do the right things and hit the right people. Don't rush things. And we've got to establish a little ground game, especially with our offensive line up front, to try to control the football and put points on the board. It's key to us this week.
All right. Well, here's to getting ahead and getting those points on the board.
Let's get that done, man.
All right, I'm excited now. First time in a while with time worked out for us to talk about some of the Philly sports happening.
Okay.
I mean, also, I guess, since we last talked, there's the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. But not a lot.
Are we talking about that?
No, but a lot of people are talking about are Jason Kelce and DeAndre Swift. Especially last
game. That's our Kelce Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our Kelce Swift. Well, and then you saw who was in the booth yesterday with Kelce's mom. Jake from State Farm.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that Travis does Jake from State Farm commercials, but I didn't know if Jason did. I guess he will now.
Yeah.
And then, Patrick Mahomes, he's the one who does the Jake from State Farm. And Andy Reid, have you seen that commercial?
I don't think so.
It's pretty funny. He eats Patrick Mahomes' food the whole time during that. It's pretty funny. But he loves to make fun of himself.
It was a little bit of a nail biter for the Eagles as well.
Yeah, they copied us. Went into overtime, won with a field goal. Actually, we were working yesterday, so I didn't see the game, but I was listening, and then I couldn't believe the Redskins actually tied them. I just didn't feel like the Redskins were good enough to come down the field and make that happen, but they did. And then in the overtime, I knew – you know, I knew once the Redskins didn't score, I knew the Eagles, was going to kick the field goal. It didn't matter really how far it's going to be. It's unbelievable how automatic he is from 50. It's crazy. But so it's a good win. That's one of those wins where you're looking at your whole season and say there's going to be some down weeks and you got to try to figure out a way to pull it out, and they pulled it out. So, you know, there may be more down weeks ahead, and hopefully they can keep pulling them out. But they're going to lose one or two of them, but they'll be right there when the time comes. So
I believe this week they're against the Rams.
It'll be an interesting game because they got to go out west. The Rams are, you know, a tough opponent. They're not at the elite of the NFC, but they're a tough opponent. And because we're traveling, that's going to have some influence on it. So it'll be interesting to see how they play. maybe got a little wake-up call yesterday, and that may help them going into the Rams game.
Any predictions for the score going in?
I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win, but it's going to be like really close, like 20-19 or 24.
Think it's going to go to overtime again?
Like no, not overtime. But I think it's going to be like a last-second field goal or touchdown or something like that. That's my guess.
All right. And then I know everyone's excited because we have another Red October on our hands.
Absolutely. So I am a Phillies fan, mostly everybody who has heard me in the radio show over the years. That's my number one team is the Phillies, like since 1950-something. And so I'm into it. I am totally into it. I am hoping that their bullpen can hold up. They're a little bit wacky weekend. It's hard to, when you have games that don't mean anything at all, to take anything out of them. But I was glad they got to the 90 wins on Sunday. And a couple, they start to hit a little bit late in that game. And they got good pitching in that game, which I was glad to see. Because I worry when they don't approach games the right way as you're heading into the playoffs. So I think they got themselves back on track. Harper's starting to hit again. Schwarber's going to get, you know, hit two or three homers, and it's going to be a, you know, okay, so Aaron Nola's got to pitch. Simple as that. You know, Wheeler pitches the first game. We come out of there with a win. Nola wins the second game. Bang, we're in. So if Aaron does it, you know, and he's done it in the playoffs. He has done it in the playoffs. Up and down during the season, but he has done it in the playoffs. So I'm looking forward to him doing it in the playoffs. And I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks of Phillies baseball. A Red October for sure.
I'm going to be very, very excited.
It always is. Always is.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to Inside the Huddle. Don't forget you can follow us on Instagram now. We have Inside the Huddle, WCU. Thank you all for listening.
And we actually have pictures now, not just voice. So, which is scary, to be honest.